Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Zayin. And we'll begin from where we left off. If you remember, we're talking about someone who's Mekadesh Yish Almanat She'ein Aleiha Nedarim. He marries her, or betroths her, I should say more accurately, on condition she doesn't have any Nedarim. And it's found out she has Nedarim in a Mekudesh. So the Gemara asks, Halcha, we're about four lines down. Halcha Etzel Zaken Ve'tir La Harei Zeh Mekudesh. If she goes to a Zaken and he's Matir the Neder, meaning and does it, then she's mekudeshet. However, if it was almanat she'en la mumim and she has a particular mumim, and she went to a rofev ripa, and the doctor cured her of whatever this issue was, this mum, we say ain't a mekudeshet. So the Gemara asks, so what's the difference in ma ben zaken and ma ben rofev? If she went to a zaken, effectively she had the neder and now doesn't, and before and she's mekudeshet. When it comes to a mum, she didn't ha she had the mum and now she doesn't. So what difference is it? Why in one case Mekudesh and one not? So the Gemara says very simply, Zaken or Kerata Neder Nikaro and Rofa Inu Marape. If you remember, the function of what a Zaken can do when he's Matir Neder, he uproots it at its very core. He goes back in time to make it as if it was never there. And therefore it means at the time she actually was betrothed, she had no Nedarim. So they're therefore Mekudeshet. However, for a blemish, the doctor can't make it as if she never had a blemish, meaning at the time of Kiddushin, did she have a blemish or not? She did. So, ain't a mekudeshet. However, the Gemara says, no, if tani tana filcha etzel zaken ve'tir la ain't a mekudeshet. There is, however, another opinion that says that even if she went to a zaken and it was matir, the neder still ain't a mekudeshet. The Gemara says, who would that be? Matnit, it must be the Rebbe Elazar. Tatanin, taman am Rebbe Elazar, lo asru ze elit nei ze. And ma tam de Rebbe Elazar, okay, so let me just explain a bit more. Let's get a bit more background to this. If you remember, this goes back in Masechta Gittin, where if someone divorces his wife based on the fact she has a neder, okay, we say that he's not allowed to get remarried to her. Now, Rebbe Meir at the time, he says, what nedarim are we talking about? We're talking about a neder that requires, if you like, a chacham to matira. Why? Because we're concerned he'll divorce her based on this grounds. She'll go on to marrying somebody else. She's matir the neder himself herself. And then the original husband says, wow, had I known that we could have been undone the neder, then I would never have divorced her. She's actually, in other words, this is a false, I was under false assumptions here. She's still married to me, and any children have from the second marriage would be mamzerin. That was, if you remember, the case. However, what Rabbi Lazar says, no, lo asru ze el b'nei ze. He says, actually, no, really, the nedarim that require chacham, it's not a problem. The only asru that in that context because of a different context. Meaning, bininu neder shatzarich chakirat chacham, what would be fine. V'lam asru, why do they make it asur? Neder shatzarich chakirat mipnei neder she'enot chakirat chacham. So just to explain this, he says the real concern is ragana neder that doesn't require chacham, meaning a neder that he can matir himself, for example, or I shouldn't say matir, that he may fare himself. That was Dvarin Shabbana Leveina, a thing, in other words, a matter that affects the two of them, or something that she, like she's causing her suffering. It's in those ones that we're concerned that the husband might later learn that, oh, I have the capacity to undo it. I didn't know. I would never have divorced her. But those that require chacham ikra din, we say that no, like he would have known about it, number one. And number two, but more importantly, it says, let's get the Lashon right, he says, ein adam rotzeh lipshit bazeh ishto bebeitin. That he wouldn't have wanted to any, in other words, he knew about the fact that you could have used a chacham, but she would have to go perform in front of Beit Din. And the fact that he didn't tell her to do that and decide to get divorced means he didn't want to her to we didn't want her to degrade herself in front of Beit Din. Okay? So we'll fold this back to our Gemara in a minute. So really that if she got divorced because of such a neder, really there was no concern that he would come along later on and said, had I known. Nonetheless, asul zeh mipnei zeh. That's sugya there. So let's fold it back to our case. Our case, therefore, that even if she would go, in other words, he was mekadesh ishto. He was mekadesh woman, she ain't la nadarim. Then she has nadarim. She goes to a chacham and does it. According to this understanding, still ain't a mekadesh. Why? Because granted that the chacham makes it as if it neder never existed, nonetheless, in the first, however, period after Kiddushin, she had to degrade herself, inverted commas, in front of Beit Din. And the husband said, I would have never married her had I known she's going to have to go through that process. So even if, according to that opinion, even if she went to Chacham Matir Neder, still ain't a Mekudeshet. That's to understand. It must be, that must be Shittat, if you like, She had Rebbe Elazar. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "It tani muteret linaseh b'lo get, ve'it tani asura linaseh b'lo get." So what this is referring to, this is again back to the Mishnah. Make it ishal tnai she'en ala nedarim, and it's found out ve'yesh ala nedarim that chachim can matir it. V'lo halcha, and she doesn't go to the chacham to matir the neder mutar. Then she can get according she can get married without a get according to the first opinion. However, the second opinion says no, she should still require she should still get a get. Now the Gemara seem to sing. Oh, what are these two different braitot, if you like? Havum bayim meimra. This is our machloket. Man da ama mutar said below get the shita that said that she can go and now and get married without a get. That must be Rebbe Elazar. Why? Because even if she's matir the neder, he can still say that he wouldn't have wanted to her to wouldn't want to mevazishto, if you like, bebeitin. However, manda masule nase, the chit that says, well, you know, if she wants to get married, she should get a get still. We say that's asule nase below get. That must be rabbanan because we're concerned that she might end up matir the neder, etc. and mimikudeshet lemafreya, and how have all the problems. The Gemara says no. Actually, this could be kula rabbanan, meaning they could all be working according to rabbanan. That what that this that you don't have this svara of en adam rotzeh litbazoishto, but rather what's the machloket then about? So I've got this next line in bracket. But umanda, in other words, mandam. Okay, here it's interesting what you put with that, but lufum ken muteret linaseh b'lo get. In other words, the shita that's, you could still say this is like shita chachamim, that if she would matir the neder, then she would be mekodesh l'mafreya. Okay? However, the woman's not going to compromise her position. Meaning, why not? Again, it's still working in the case of our Mishnah. Let's get make it clear. This is a man who's mekadesh woman amanat she'en la gittin, sorry, en la nedarim. And it's discovered she has nedarim, so according to the Mishnah, she is enu mekadesh. Okay. But 1 second, didn't we learn a coin chachamim that if she's then matcher the neder, then she'll be mekadesh? The Mishnah said, according to this understanding, no, she can still go happily off and get married because we're not concerned she'll ever matter the neder. Because she's why? Because if she does, she'll make her children from marriage number two mamzerim, and she'd never, you know, compromise that. So in other words, this neder will be hanging over her head for a long time. Okay, she will never undo that neder. Okay, however, man da amar da asul, the shita that says no, she better still get a get. The Asulina sebelo get shelotelech etzel zaken because she might still go to a zaken. V'yatirla nidra the kiddushin chalin, and that will happen. The kiddushin mechal mamafreya. But nimtza that the fact of the so-called second marriage now, her children from that marriage will binally did mamzer b'mamzerim l'fum ken asulina sebelo get. In other words, what the machloket is okay, this is the bare bones consequences. Okay, if you want to say this is called chachamim. She's mekudeshet l'ruven amanat she'en la nadarim. It's a scab. She has a nadarim that require a chacham. Okay. Then, so according to the Mishnah, ainu mekudeshet. Tanai wasn't fulfilled. Fine. So she goes off now, and she's going to go marry somebody else. Okay. Now the question is, do we have to be concerned that she? Because again, if she's matir the neder, then it would be l'mafreya the neder was like it never was according to chachamim. According to this first way, the Chachamim, and she's really Mekadesh Lishon. So if she marries married husband two and is Matir the Neder, that means children from husband number one will be then Mamzerim because she was originally married to this first person. Okay. So so according to the, let's say, the second understanding, well, we have to be concerned about that eventuation because she might not do all the calculations in her heads of the consequences. She just wants to, I don't know, she made a neder not to have, I don't know, mitkashet to wear beautiful clothes. She's grown out of that, and she wants to now wear beautiful clothes. And she won't think through the consequences. So therefore, just in case, when she divorced husband number one, she better get a get, just in case to mess things up. According to other understanding, she doesn't need to get a get because she understands quite clearly that the consequences of, you know, make undoing this neder of wearing these beautiful, colorful dresses will make her children mamzerim. So the question said, "How? That's a whole machloket here. Even when the shita chachamim that she could matir the neder, and it would mean she's mekudeshet to her husband number one. Are we concerned she'd ever do that? Would she, in other words, would she think of the consequences? or not, meaning the consequence would be to turn, or she might just not be conscious of the fact. That's and therefore, because we'd search her mind, be conscious of the fact, she better get a get before marrying her husband number two. Okay, beseder. Hope that wasn't confusing. I hope I made it clear. Let's continue. Now, what's very interesting, the Mishnah says as follows. Let me just get my chart out. I really intended to make a chart, but I kind of ran out of time, a bit out of practice of making charts. We haven't done in a long time. So here, if you remember, the Mishnah says, "Amekdesh fine. Kansa stam, if she ends up getting, well, what's kansa stam? We don't know what that's referring to. Kansa means they got married stam. Then she is mekudeshet, but she would be divorced if he wants to divorce her because he said, I don't want a woman in the darim. She wouldn't get a, wouldn't have a ketubah. So the Gemara says, what is this kansa stam? What's it referring to? So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, matnita b'shikidsha altsnai the kansa stam. We're talking about where it was kidsha altsnai. So in other words, kansa stam means they got married stam. It's on the reisha. So the ratio was kichal tnai and then kansastam. That's when we say mikudeshet. However, the in laktuba. So it's very interesting here why this would even work. Meaning, I'll just show you matnita. This is a that why what like you know even how this works is there's a real there's like a big machloket here how this actually works because it was mikudeshet al tnai she'ena and kansastam. We say it's mikudeshet ve'en laktuba. Now, the reason why this is strange, because it sounds like the way Korban Ed explains, it shows that the fact that he ended up marrying her, Stam, he was Machal on the Tanai. He was Machal on the Tanai. So therefore, it's Mekudeshet, so it's binding. However, can, the Hakpara can still be to the extent that she wouldn't rock her Waikutub. It sounds a bit maybe inherently contradictory, but it can be. But what the Rosh, a lot of Rishonim try and deal with is she was Mekudeshet al Tanai. And the Tanai wasn't met. So how can it, at a later stage, be mochel and a tnai that will retroactively make the kedushin chal. And this a bit of the discussion was getting into, that we're getting a bit of confused at the end of the shiur, if you marry the shiur with your dov. How would that even work? So it's actually interesting. So it seems to be, according to the Rambam, it does work. With this a long shiur, so I can't go into too much detail. However, other mafarshim say no, that the when he's cancer, when he does bi'ila, ain't anam rotzeh bilat znut, he doesn't want to make it like a haphazard, like casual relationship. So therefore, it's almost like the kiddushin is having being done, like reasserted then. Okay, so it's not mochel on the tanai going backwards. But then, from which point is she actually mekudeshet? That's like a sugya to understand how the mechanics actually work. Okay, but let's just like put in the back of your head that it can work. And the Gemara is now saying now that the, what Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is saying is kichal tanai and the kansa stam. That's what the Mishnah says. That would be she is. She would be mekudeshet. However, doesn't require, wouldn't get a ketubah. Aval, if from the very outset kicha stam vekansa stam, if there was no mention of nedarim whatsoever, both the kiddushin and nisuin, then she would get a ketubah. Now we'll see later on. There is a bit of machloket, meaning is it because stam people don't makbid, or is it because this is the Gemara's going to deal with? Is that no, maybe people are makbid, but the fact that a kansa stam that he ends up, if you like, marrying her, that he's almost like he's mochel on that. Okay? We'll see how this works. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu kicha stam the kansa stam en laktuba, meaning the sefer when it says kansa stam refers to the whole picture, which is kind of thing we're sort of leaning towards when we explain the Mishnah. Meaning if it was kicha stam the kansa stam, even the whole everything was done stam, in that case, that's a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan says. Even in that case, in laktuba, he can say, oh, you know, makbid. Now, Amr Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzricha mimeno get afilu, nonetheless, in other words, it's kitcha and would require get afilu kansa kitcha al tznai v'kansa, Reb Chaim back in Ketubah, this whole piece we learn in Ketubah, says you should change the word here to stam. In other words, he would agree in that case, afilu kitcha al tznai v'kansa stam would also be mekudeshe, and if you like, she wouldn't get a ketubah. The Korban Eder here says keeps the girsa and explains it like that, but I think we're going to go well over time in any case to go to any much more detail. Okay, now the Gemara says, now Reb Zira says by kamei Rav Mana kicha stam. What if it's, they did kiddushin stam v'girsha and they divorced her minerosin? Ma'ama bar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Now, this really probes the heart of the sort of two ways to understand Rabbi Shimon as Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish before. If you remember, he said, Kitchat stam v'kansa stam, not ish mekudeshet, she gets a ketubah. But what happens if Kitchat stam and then divorces her? Did she get a ketubah in that case or not? Now, the reason why this is important, because that gets to the heart of why kitchat stam v'kansat stam yesh la ketubah. Because if it's stam lo makbid, then even if it divorces before getting married, well, she should still get a ketubah. However, if the only reason why kitchat stam v'kansat stam she gets a ketubah is because once a kansat stam, it's almost like being mochel, it will accept her however she is, then maybe if she, before chuppah, before that nisuin, he was divorced, or maybe ain laktuba. So the Gemara says, "Bayim nishmer meharav kunle from the following: Hayuba mumim vo'odaba beit avia. Let's say the particular mumim while she's still in the father's house. Ha'av tzirich levi raya. The father has to bring, in other words, a quest. He has to bring a raya that these mumim developed after kiddushin. Okay, if he wants her to get a ktuba. Ha'im. Now, here's a change here. Ha'im. Korban. The Reb Chaim also changes in ktuba this way. Ha'im lo hevi ha'av raya ein la ktuba. However, if the father wasn't able to bring a proof, meaning these mumim were around the time of kiddushin, she would not have a ktuba. And we're talking about erusin at this stage. Mashma what? That there is stam. That people are makbid. So even for Mirusim, in other words, Kitcha Stam Vigirsha, ain't la ktuba, she wouldn't get a ktuba. Okay, quite clearly. And that's what it seems to be. So Gemara says, Machamit Lameimar be Kitcha Stam. How do you know the case is talking about Kitcha Stam, Vigirsha divorced them in Erusin? Anan Kaimim. Maybe it could be there was Kitcha Al Tnai, and that's why, ain't la ktuba. How can you use that necessarily the proof? So Gemara says, min de batri, you can look from the sefer, it says, b'med v'rein b'mumim shebeseter. Aval mumim shebegalui, if it's a mum that's like relatively visible, ein yachol iton, he can't make a claim. The Gemara says, v'im b'matneh, if he actually stipulated quite clearly that I don't want to marry her if she has a particular mum, afim mutshegalui, if they're a mum betalui, because it breaks the condition, then he can turn. So therefore it must be talking, this is a proof to say, it must be talking about Kitchas Stam. And you see that if the father can't bring a proof that the woman developed after Kiddushin and they're divorced from Erusin, during the time of Erusin, ain la ktuba. So quite clearly, we see that Stam Makbid, and the only reason, if we go back to the Mishnah, the only reason Rav Shimon Lakish says, Kitchas Stam v'kan Stam yesh la ktuba, because we assume when Kansa, if you like, then it would be, he was Mavato. Now Gemara says, but one second, Amri Chavraya, Kamir Rabbi Yossi, he says, Emur Davatru, what about the Sefer? And it's going to be issue on Rish Lakish. Paliga Rishim Lakish. Nichnisa Lurshutabal, meaning, what's Nichnishutabal? That's marriage. Then what? Habal that has to bring a Tzirich Levaraya, he'd have to bring a proof that, if he doesn't want to pay the Ketubah, that the Mumim predated Kiddushin. Mashma ha'im hevia bal raya, if the husband did bring a raya, ain la ktuba, she wouldn't have a ktuba. One second. But if you remember, we just said, according to Shimon Lakish, kansa stam, sorry, kitcha stam, v'kansa stam, nonetheless, we say, yesh la ktuba. And now you're saying, if the husband brings a proof, ain la ktuba. So then the sefer would be a kasha on the other point Rish Lakish made. So Gemara says, hey, Rish Lakish amar la yishlo ketuba. So how can it work? So Rav Cohen says, b'shem Rabbanin de Kisrin, sorry, matnitin b'shekanas v'lo ba'al. They've had chuppah, but they haven't been together yet. Madar b'shimon, Rabbi Shimon Rish Lakish says, b'shekanas, what's kant b'shekanas u'ba'al? In other words, Kitcha Stam v'Kansa Stam, when do we say by that stage is like Mochel on everything, if it's Stam and then Stam, only if it's Baal. In other words, Ani Omer Nitrasa Be'ila, with the fact that Be'ila, they've already been together, then he's like foregoing any, if you like, Stam Hakpadot. Okay? So that's, in other words, that's why it's not, the Sefer wouldn't necessarily be Akasha. So this whole piece is talking about Stam. And really, you're right, Kitcha Stam v'Kansa Stam, Yesh Laktu, but only Be'ila. And that's why in this case, when it's only Kansa but not Be'ila, and the husband can't bring a proof, then he can still, and if the husband can bring a proof, he can say in la ktuba, because he hasn't got to that stage of Mechila yet. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara now says, Shekola mumim psulim b'kolim psulim anashim. The Gemara now says, Hosif oleim b'ishav. Extra mumim they add over a kohen is these following mumim. B'isha, well, the reach apeh, bad breath. Reach zera, bad body odor. The shuma she'ein bo se'ah, like a mole that doesn't have hairs growing out of it. So we need to understand what that means. So Rav Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rav Yossi ben Chin. Now that's b'or panim sham. We're talking about a, like a mole on the face. But Gemara says, what are you talking about? But Marim, we just said when is it problematic? It's a mum shebaseter, concealed mums. If it's on your face, you can see it. And you can't claim because you can say, look, you looked into her eyes when you married her. Like you can see, you knew about it. So Gemara says, Vazu lo mum shebagaloyu. So Gemara says, Tif darbahi de mitamra la tokut klusita de rasha. You could talk about a particular mum that she was able to conceal with like a headscarf. So it's on her face, which might bother him when she's not wearing it, but she was able to conceal it, saying during betrothal, she had like a long fringe or something, if you want to talk about it in maybe modern terms, and that's why he wasn't aware. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tani, Shuma sheyesh ba se'ar, if it's got a hair growing out, it doesn't matter on the size, being dola, being tana, being beguf, being bepanim, it doesn't matter where it is in the body, that's a mum. V'she'ein bo se'ar, if it doesn't have hairs growing out of it, then we say, mum, if it's on the... Then it says, "Bapanim, sorry, in the face, it's a mum, like we said, we go for a mum." The Gemara says, "Bemeh, but I mean, when do you say that's bektana only if it's small? Aval begdola, if it's very big, bein baguf, bein bapanim, it doesn't matter if it's on the face, on the body, then it's a mum." The Gemara says, "Well, how big is big? Ad hakamei gdola." The Gemara says, "Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lomer ad ki isar italki, like this famous isar tikal is used to, like Italian isar." Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina says, "Well, they didn't know what that was. Could go and hadin dinar kurdaina." Full stop. Now Reb Chaim changes the next bit in back in Ketubah, but says Se'ar, however, it's a kol shehu, even a smallest amount. Now Rav Radif Rav Yonah Rav Yirmiya Shal, they ask the following: Isha karachat, if a woman is bald, v'shita se'ar makevin ozeh ozeh, she's like a severe, like bald on the top, hair around the back, is that considered a mum? So the Gemara says, well, it's not listed by Mishim Min Ahada. Hosif, what are the ones they added? Hosif alayim b'isha reyacha peh, reyacha zeh, we said bad breath, bad body odor, v'shuma she'ein bo se'ar, and like a mole that doesn't have your hairs. V'lo ikur, you didn't mention balding, because that's not an issue by Kohen, and so if it's a problem, it should be mentioned. Sabri Meimah, they thought it's not a mum. Hava'at, Reb Shmuel b'Rebid, Reb Yossi ben Barbun, Mishum Reb Nisa, he says, no. What things did they add? Those are mum. It's a mumhu. Why? Because lot in the mitneh, the only things they added, they needed to add, is ela davashu chi'ur bazeh or bazeh. Things that are maybe not so nice for both of them. Or mum bazeh ba'im mum bazeh. Or mum for one and para for the other. Al vashu noi bazeh. Or mum bazeh. Something that, if you like, is nice for a man to have and the opposite for a woman. Kagon like being bald. Kachta afa gavda. Even if it's a mum, it didn't need to be. It wasn't part of that list. Okay. Telach, I can bring proofs. Because why? Share, you got a beard. That's a noi ba'ish. Umum ba'isha. It's nice for a man, not so nice for a woman. Velo tanin, and it's not mentioned in the yeter ba'ish sake. In extra ones. Also, look at the reverse. Hare dadim, for example, breasts. Hare na'oi, it's nice for a woman. But for a man, it's not so nice. Mum ba'ish. Volotanita, and we don't teach yetar lehem be'ish dadim. It doesn't say, you know, we're in excess, we've got men rather than women. So in other words, those things that are like, let's call it uniquely good by one and would be not so nice by the other, those things the Mishnah, that writer, when it was bringing the additions, didn't need to mention. Okay, next. This is Nahalacha Hei. HaMekadesh Shtei Nashim B'Shaveh Purta. Let's say, again, if you remember, if you want to make Kaddish for something that's Shveh Kesef with monetary value, it has to be at least a putta's worth. What if he tries to betroth two women with something that is shaver putta? Or isha echad, or one woman with something less than a shaver putta? We say, afal pi shishilach sivlonot lachar mikan einu mekudeshet. Even if he sent her very expensive gifts after that, it wouldn't work. Einu mekudeshet. Why shemachna kiddushim roshim shelach? V'chen katan shekidesh. Because when he sent those very valuable gifts after, it was based on the assumption that the first kiddushin worked, and it didn't work. So you don't say that the later gifts that were given later on were kiddushin. So since the actual master kiddushin was done, then lesser brutas not mekudesh. Okay. You don't say, oh, he knew didn't work. But gamar, and he thought the exodus gifts will be shuruchim. Ella, no. We say that he sent these extra gifts on the assumption that the Rune Kiddushin worked. Okay, let's continue. Hamagadesh b'shtei nashim b'shaver pruta. Tani, v'kulam sheba'alu kanu. and all these situations that we said, if they end up doing bia, meaning they have relations, then we say that's mikudeshet. Why? And that is because again, in other words, the person doesn't want his relationships to be sort of casual, and he's or like znut, and therefore when he's being with his what he thinks is his wife, it's l'shem kiddushin. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, "Omer mishum Rabbi Shimon no v'kulam shabol." Even if the baalu lo kanu, why should I tabi lato el shum kedushim rishonim? Because again, once again, it's under the assumption the first kedushin worked. The Gemara says, "Im kanu." What's im kanu? Korban says, "Lamanda makanu mihu kinyan gamur." Is it really kinyan gamur ben lechumer chula, or maybe only lechumer davka? Vave kinyan aval lo leku. Sorry, again. Or Dilma lechumra davka v'kinyan aval lekula v'avol lekula. Now, why? What does it mean? What would be lechumra and lekula? I mean, lechumra kudesh. If you want to get it, if they want to leave that, we would get. But not lekula, meaning if somebody else would come along trying to kadesh lehet be choshes akidusha. Okay, so that's a question. Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Reb Chia b'shem Reb Yochanan, he says, that is indeed le kanu le chumra. And therefore, as I said, im kicha korbaneda says, adam acher tzvicha get mishnim, so he's get from both of them. Or echad kones v'chad megaresh. So now Reb Chia says b'shem Reb Yochanan, kol t'nai shu masa b'tchilato mekudeshet le chumra. Now this is very interesting. This relates to the debate of whether every t'nai has to be like t'nai gadu ruven. That's shittat Rebbe Meir. And therefore, with Tnai Gad Reuven, it says the Tnai has to precede the consequence of the action. Okay? Because it's Im Ya'avru, if you go forward, this is the Tnai, then Unetatem, you'll get your Chelek on the Transjordan. However, if it's termed the other way around, I'm giving you this, Al Tnai, then the Tnai is Batel. Okay? However, there's a, but so the question is, it's a suffix here. That's why Mekadesh L'chumra is halacha l'Rabbi Meir, or is it like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel that says you don't need it to be all Tanai, like to be the prototype? Bnei Gad and Reuven, the Tanai they made with the two Shvatim, is not the prototype for all Tanais. Therefore, since we've got a suffix, Mekadesh L'chumra. Rav Mana Bay Kamei Rav Yuren, Man Tana Kol Tanai Shu Maisa Mitchalato Tanai Batel. Who's the shita that says that if a Maisa precedes the actual Tnai, it's not termed in the right way, it's Batel? That's not like Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon, the article explains that it's turned the other way. However, what's interesting here, I'll show the Korbanet, he ties it into Rabbi Shimon and Amit that we just explained now. He says, Da'amar im ba'u lo kanu, because he says, when it comes to the situation of all the cases in the Mishnah, he says, even if ba'u lo kanu, the Lashem Kedushim Baal. The Havale, it's like Ki Ilu Amar Hareini Mekad Shabi Ila Altanai. He treats his case like I'm doing a Mesa, and it's Altanai. Now, if the Mesa Be'ila Nasit Kodem Altanai, even the Mesa Be'ila is done before the Tanai, Afilu Hachi Lo Kanu, it doesn't work. Shmamina, the Rabbi Shimon, he holds the Rechinin Ben Gamliel, the Sverla Lo Ba'inan Tanai Kodem Mesa. You don't need the Tanai before Mesa. Right? And what's the Altanai? It's Altanai, the original Kiddushin. Okay? That's why it's saying it. Okay. Now, once again, Rav Yudin B'Shem, which is what he said, because Altanai Kedushin Rishonim. Okay, Rav Yudin B'Shem, which is an interesting way of saying it, because it was not necessarily based on an Adam Masil B'Lov. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Okay, Rav Yudin says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Mekudesh L'Chumra, like we and simple way of explaining, which is like what we saw Rabbi Chiyar up above. So here, Chavidu, what would be the case? Hare Mekadsh, Areini Mekadsh. This is where it's termed wrong. I mean, the consequence is coming before the Tanai. If it says I'm Mekadesh you B'Beila. Al manado condition she yardu geshamim that it's going to rain. Yardu geshamim if it rains mikudeshim love. If not, eina mikudeshim. Now what's eina mikudeshet? Well, it must be once again the chumra eina mikudeshet. Okay, because this is it, because we're concerned that it's done the chumra. Okay, let me just show you here. Over here yet. Yeah. No, sorry, the Mekudesh L'chumra was, that must have been, I thought it was here, but Reb Chaim said it. Okay, now the Gemara says, Reb Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'kudushe malve l'chumra. Now, if you remember, we said that someone, there was a debate whether you can, by foregoing a debt, you can do kiddushin. So here the Korban Eder says, Kiddush l'malva mekadesh malva l'chumra mekudeshet v'ena mekudeshet, meaning it's a suffix mekudeshet. V'karkaot lo kana. So if you're trying to purchase land, so Korban Eder says im machar lo karka shenikne bekesef. Right, this is would be purchased by money. Im amar le malva sheliyesh alecha. You know that debt I owe you of some money. Let's forego it and bishvil a mecher, so in place of the land, we say that's not a good way of purchasing, that's not a means of purchasing land. Ubemetaltalin, ein mosrin oto, we say, ein mosrin lemishapara. Okay, so now the Gemara explains. Bikesh la mid lo mikro. What if the lokeach, however, wants to go ahead? Okay, he's happy with it. Now, and the mocher seems to might want to go back. Now, the way the Korban Eder explains is as follows. Let me show you here. Mi amrinan she'ein mosrin oto lemishapara, because the mekach is batel. We don't. In other words, if he goes back, it's like because it's not a mekach. Or dilma hachamera ein dai shikibel alav mitshuberet not alav, but he has to go through with it. In other words, when you say ein mosrin lemishapara, there's two real ways to understand it. Does it? Because again, a mishapara means that. You should have got, the case of Mishapara normally is someone in Makadesh, sorry, Makadesh, some pitch something, he handed over the money and decides to go back on the deal. And because Kesef is in Korban, we say, oh, it's you're right, didn't go through, but the Chachamim apply a particular curse. So when it says here, Ein Mosrin Oto Mishapara, is it because it's Bichlal nothing? Or Ein Daiba Mishapara because it's actually completely 100% binding? Okay? Or the alternative is, or ne'mar im yesh lo la hamocher ba'ein. It depends if it's still around or not. B'shah at the time shitratzeh mekach that he wanted to do it, then it's kayam v'im lav maybe mekach batel. That's the suffix. The Gemara says nishmin how do we know the following? Hare, this is the case. If you remember, this is in Mava Metzia when talking about the difficult parak of trying to understand the issue of charging interest. So let's say someone says, "Havrei etzlacha behem v'yain v'yain ein lo." So what's that case? Let me just read the Korban Eder so we have it in full. So detnan, this is the case of mami in ezu necha ve'ezu tarbit. So it's ketzad halokeach hemenochitin. Someone purchases wine beninah zahav, okay, and that's the price. Amdu chitin, suddenly wheat goes up to a higher price from 25 to 30. Amarloi says, "Look, I want my wheat." Because what I want to do with it, I've made a profit really from my sale. I want the wheat I purchased off you. I want to sell them now, but look, so I can purchase wine. Amarli, chitech asuya leich b'shloshim dinarim. You're right, fine, it's 30. V'elecha etzli, and then I will provide you with wine that you wanted to buy anyway. The problem is, if he doesn't have wine, it can be considered ribbit because there's fluctuations in price of wine. It's like he borrowed wine for a particular amount and is going to be paying back at a greater rate. That's effectively the sugya. However, if he had wine in his possession, it wouldn't be a problem. Shma mina im yesh lo yain mekha gamur, it would be a good sale. The ein bo mishum ribet. But mashma, really important to understand here then, is that when it comes to metaltalin, if the party wants to go through with it, we say that it would be a proper mekach. It would work. So let's just do a little bit more just to finish it off. Sorry, it's a longer duff today. As we said, Tani Reb Chiya as well. Im yesh lo yain chayv liten, he has to give it. Now Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva says, Shalach letaman, meaning to Babel, Shalach amar letaman, Havu yadin dehori Reb Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kiddush b'mavel lechumri. With mekadosh b'malve, meaning this woman owed him money, says, Harim mekadoshly with this, I'm forgoing the debt. It's only mekadosh lechumra, meaning safek mekadosh. So in other words, she needed a get, but if she could accept the condition from somebody else, they'd have to get from both of them. So he wasn't happy. So there's two ways to understand it. Lama, begin to have a mechamrin, there were more machmir. The kalil, and now he's been makil on it. So he was, in other words, he was more machmir to say it's mamash kiddushin gamor, and now he's saying it's safa mekodeshin. Amri bosim bosim no, but kula havi, it was actually opposite. He was saying that Mekadosh Mavo is actually zero, meaningless. And now he's being machmer on them. In other words, now he's being, fine. So those are now this next sentence, Amra Biurin Berebichinin, Erva, She'enu Erva, Tofes, Et She'enu Erva, that actually goes, according to Korban Eder, after the next Mishnah, and we'll take it from there next year. Okay, beseder, kol tov, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you.